Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama is condemning North Korea's nuclear test Friday, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. Mr. Obama said he spoke by phone with both South Korea and Japanese leaders, who he said agreed to implement new sanctions against the North to demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences to its unlawful and dangerous actions. Hear now from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Everybody shares concerns, but we're trying still to monitor to find out precisely what took place, and at the appropriate moment today, I'm confident President Obama will address this. And we will certainly be discussing this in the context of the United Nations, I'm sure.
In announcing its nuclear test, North Korea called it part of response measures to threats and sanctions from the U.S. and enemies denying their strategic position as a nuclear state. The U.S. and Russia are resuming talks on a deal for a Syrian ceasefire. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said there are still many obstacles to a peace agreement, but President Obama thinks it's worth the effort.
Well, we're a long way from getting there, but that's why Secretary Kerry is going. That's why the president said he wanted to give it one more try. So if we didn't believe that was worth doing, we wouldn't be doing it.
The sticking points have been described by a U.S. official as technical matters, explaining that overall the larger goal remains clearing the way for a transitional stage to new leadership in Syria after a ceasefire holds. French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks, this in connection with the discovery early this week of a car loaded with canisters of gasoline in Paris. This is